Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Blood and Chocolate by Annette Curtis-Klaus, narrated by Elisa Bresnahan.
May. Ghost Moon. Flames shot high, turning the night lurid with carnival light. Sparks took the place of stars. The century-old inn was a silhouette fronting hell, as everything Vivian knew was consumed in fire. Two figures broke from the smashed front door and ran toward the woods where she stood, their nightclothes smeared with soot, their faces white with terror. The person who pushed them out disappeared once more inside. Another window exploded. Three of the cottages were in flames too, and the barn. Horses screamed in terror as they were chased from the stables by a handful of teenage boys. In the West Virginia hills, miles from the nearest town, they didn't expect a fire engine to arrive. Somewhere behind her, a woman wailed and wailed.
They did it on purpose. They burned us out.
Get her into one of the trucks, a male voice yelled. I'm bringing the other car around.
Watch out for snipers, a female voice called back. They might be waiting to pick us off as we leave.
Head for Maryland, Vivian heard her mother say. We'll meet at Rudy's. Vivian felt a tug on her arm. Her mother, Esme, stood panting beside her.
I put Aunt Persia in my car. Where's your father?
Now that she stood alone with her daughter, her voice...